堂听 class.com。
Chapter 20.
台风天
Typhoon.
台风天除了放假很开心以外，你有没有觉得台风其实还蛮可怕的？风一直发出呼呼呼的声音，有时候会有东西被吹到的巨大声响，甚至还会听到救护车的声音。借着台风天的经验，清楚地描述天气和人、事、物的情况，也可以学习另一种写作技巧哦。写作技巧
Tips。
小朋友，怕不怕台风啊？当台风一来，我们可以看到很多人都非常的紧张，连新闻也不断地在报道台风的消息。所以，我们就把如何得知台风的消息写在作文的开头吧。我们第一段的建议开头句就是
Yesterday, my teacher told us that there was a typhoon.
昨天，我的老师跟我们说有一个台风要来。
Yesterday, my teacher told us that there was a typhoon.
昨天，我的老师跟我们说有一个台风要来。台风最大的特征是什么呢？对了，就是有很强的风呼呼呼地吹。而且常常伴随着很大的豪雨。接下来，我们就把台风侵袭的过程描述一下吧。我们第二段的建议开头句就是
In the midnight, the wind blew harder, and the rain came down harder too.
深夜里，风雨越来越强。
In the midnight, the wind blew harder, and the rain came down harder, too.
深夜里，风雨越来越强。台风过后，我们回到学校会看到什么呢？一堆等着我们去打扫的树叶，倒在路旁的大树跟电线杆，掉下来的招牌。这些灾后的情形，我们就把它放在第三段吧。我们第三段的建议开头句就是
This morning, the typhoon had already left.
今天早晨，台风已经离开。
This morning, the typhoon had already left.
今天早晨台风已经离开。现在，让我们来听听 Jenny 的文章。
昨天，我的老师跟我们说有一个台风要来，这真的让我很害怕。
Yesterday, my teacher told us that there was a typhoon, and I was so scared of it.
晚餐过后，我们准备了些蜡烛和打火机以防停电。
After dinner, we prepared some candles and lighters in case there was no electricity.
之后，我们全家人聚集在客厅里面，注意着新闻报道台风的动向。
And then, we were just sitting in the living room and watching the news about the typhoon.
深夜里，风雨越来越强。
In the midnight, the wind blew harder,And the rain came down harder, too.
街上的树木都被吹得东倒西歪。
The trees outside were blown by the strong wind and bent a lot.
外头常常发出一些很吵又很可怕的声音。
The sounds outside were very loud and scary.
有的时候 还会听见救护车的声音，希望不是什么人被砸到才好。
Sometimes I could hear an ambulance driving by. I hoped it was not someone hit by an object.
今天早晨，台风已经离开。
This morning, the typhoon had already left.
我和爷爷决定去附近绕绕。
My grandfather and I decided to take a walk around the neighborhood.
有些树倒了，有些车被砸毁，甚至有些房子都受到了损伤。
Some trees fell down, some cars were damaged, and some houses were damaged too.
还好我爸爸的车，我的家，还有我的家人都没事。真是太感谢老天爷保佑了。
But my father's car, my house, and my family are fine. Thank God.
再听一次整篇文章。
Yesterday, my teacher told us that there was a typhoon, and I was so scared of it. After dinner, we prepared some candles and lighters in case there was no electricity. And then...We were just sitting in the living room and watching the news about the typhoon. In the midnight, the wind blew harder and the rain came down harder too. The trees outside were blown by the strong wind and bent a lot. The sounds outside were very loud and scary. Sometimes I could hear an ambulance driving by. I hoped it was not someone hit by an object. This morning,The typhoon had already left. My grandfather and I decided to take a walk around the neighborhood. Some trees fell down, some cars were damaged, and some houses were damaged too. But my father's car, my house, and my family are fine. Thank God!